Well, as we move further into December, Mike and Kim along with you on the good stuff. Hopefully you're holding up your end of things up there in the winter as we get started with the Christmas season now here on the good stuff. And one of these days, we're going to start featuring a few Christmas tales for you. Some true, some funny, some cute. Some serious. Yeah. So it'll be interesting. So hopefully you're going to stay along with us. In the meantime, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit us right here in Cherry County. The Cork Thorton Memorial Ice Fishing Tournament coming up the 23rd and 24th of January. Lots of good things there for you if you're an ice fisherman. And while you're here, spend a couple of extra days on the refuge lakes as well as Merritt Reservoir. Or the Bull Bash. Yeah, the bulls are coming back to Main Street. That's coming up February 14th. And, of course, that's Valentine's Day as well. Check it out. Visit valentine.com.
And if you're looking for international livestock industry news or maybe national news or maybe local news, you know where to go. Tri-State Livestock News. They come out of Belle Fourche and they have the latest in ag stories, sales reports, updates, so many things, special interest groups, award-winning columnists, the list goes on and on. Recently quoted as the best source for rodeo news. Check it out, tsln.com, Tri-State Livestock News.
Something today on the good stuff by Ken Moreland. This appeared in the Sheridan County Journal-Star out of Gordon, Nebraska, kind of in June of 07, so it's been out for a while. Ken Moreland says, I've always enjoyed traveling cross-country through the Sandhills, especially if an old-timer is along. It seems that every valley triggers another story. Maybe it's just a few trees, which marks the site of somebody's homestead. So-and-so lived there. They had a crippled daughter, always raised a big garden, and eventually sold out. I don't know what ever happened to them. The stories start to flow like water pouring out of a pitcher. They're stories of drunken hired men, rank horses, hard times, good neighbors, and bad storms. Each story seems to spawn another. Each homestead is another chapter to a priceless tale. To the casual observer, it might be just a bunch of spindly trees, but a more careful search might reveal the rectangular shape where a sod house has finally melted back into the earth. Maybe it's the sunken outline of a dugout or someone's storm cellar. On the ground are broken pieces of glass and pottery, cracked dry harness leather, curled and black. Sometimes you'll find a blue marble or a broken toy in a place of broken dreams. There are many things visible around an old homestead, but there are many more things that aren't. Sometimes the only legacy left by the homesteaders was the name that the pasture is still known by today. The Gardner, the Ricketts, the Beggs, the Bachelor, the Severe. Nothing remains of the people but their name on a piece of land. It's the only way that we know where they ever lived. When you have an old-timer along, the names of the pastures becomes flesh and blood. They might have been known to the homesteader or new people that did know them. They are the only link that we have to those people and who they were. Because of them, we might learn where these people came from, how long they lived here, and where they went. On our ranch is the old willow tree under which two different old-timers told me a cowboy is buried. I heard the stories over 30 years apart, and they're exactly the same. I wouldn't have known about the tree and its history if they hadn't told me. It's a shame that so many stories were never told, or even worse, not remembered if they were told. I'm thankful for every story I've been told and try to encourage other people to share their stories. It's our job to pass them on to the next generation. Hopefully, they'll do the same. Until next time, if there is a next time, happy trails. Again, that was from 2007. From Ken Moreland. And Kim, what do you have today for the good stuff?
Well, I just have a couple of short little things to send you all off with. For example, practice makes perfect, so be careful what you practice. Always borrow money from a pessimist. He won't expect it back.
Sound financial advice, I
guess. I thought that was interesting. And some more. Sometimes I think I read too much. Then I laugh and turn the page.
Oh, might be.
Oh, car guy is like a regular guy, only cooler.
A car guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, cars are cool.
Yeah, they are. It's such a bummer that was always the cool thing growing up was the guys all worked on cars and you just don't see it happen. They're not built that way.
Too complicated now.
That's right. That's right. Be the kind of woman that when your feet hit the floor each morning, the devil says, oh, crap, she's up.
Hey, I know some people that would fit. There's a Dolores, there's a Marilyn. I could go on and name
a few
more people.
No kidding, I think you're on the right path.
All right. Well, folks, thanks for tuning in to this local radio station. Happy holidays and a Merry Christmas coming up from The Good Stuff.